taught by him, grihita, accepted, visrastesu, abandoned, pakhandesu, towards the sinful flesh. Mighty attraction, nirunam, of the people in general. Dharmaha, system of religion. Iti, thus. Upadharmesu, towards false religious system. Nagna, naked. Raktapata, red rope. Adisu, et. Prayena, generally. Sajjate, is that attracted? Is attracted. Bhantya, policely. Pale, pesalesu, expert. Cha, and. Bhagmesu, eloquent. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyas. Some sannyasis go naked, and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. These are simply symbolic representation of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheistic and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and are not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious, and being attracted to them, they spoil their life. Please repeat with me. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyasis. Some sannyasis go naked, and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. They are simply symbolic representation of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and are not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious and being attracted to them, they spoil their life. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men in the age of Kali are short-lived, devoid of spiritual knowledge, and susceptible to accept false religious system. Due to their unfortunate condition, thus they always remain mentally disturbed. The Vedic Shastras practically prohibit the adoption of sannyas in this age of Kali, because less intelligent men may accept the sannyas order of cheating purpose. Sannyas order for cheating purpose. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All other systems of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for religious system. This is most regrettable. So, in this chapter, this is King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices we are reading. Up to this point, we see the story is like started. This is the last horse sacrifices he's doing. If you do 100 horse sacrifices, you will be get born as Indra, then you will get the planet, the heavenly planet to rule. So, we can see like how Indra is envious and he didn't want Prithu Maharaj to finish this horse sacrifice and get that benefit. So that's why he started, first time he attempted to steal the horse, and he caught by Atri Muni, and then he left the horse and then disappeared. And again he came in different form of another sannyasi, and again tried to steal. Then this time also, by the help of Atri Muni, he also disappeared and left the horse. So you can see like, this is the introduction, like Indra introduced this false sannyasi format. And Prabhupada also is explaining here, like, normally we see like in Kali, Prabhupada explaining the purport about Kali Yuga, but that was in Satya Yuga. He started those false sannyasi order, which is like from that day it started and it's just coming on the time. And Prabhupada mentioning, especially in the Kali Yuga, this sannyasi order is not recommended, especially that we have the five things is not recommended in Kali Yuga: Osamadhya, Govalamba, then sannyas, then Pala Paitrikam, that's eat meat and the Shraddha, no? Pala Paitrikam. The Devarayana Putratpati, Sutatpati. That means to make child with the help of brother's wife. So these five things is not recommended in Kali Yuga. But then how we can see, like in our Vaishnava society, we have sannyasis, no? So Prabhupada explaining what is the sannyasi in our Vaishnava society. Our sannyasi is the means completely surrendered to Krishna and always engaged in the service, in the devotional service of Lord. So this is our sannyas. Our sannyas is not just like a karma sannyas to leave home and stay in the forest. This is not the like the normal. It's those kind of sannyas is not recommended in Kali Yuga. So like one example is like when the sannyas is like a respectable form in the society. So with the sannyasi, like if we see a sannyasi, automatically we bow down. That's like a natural way, natural. So for the preaching this Krishna consciousness, like throughout the world and throughout the planet, so we need this kind of personalities, like to whom people will believe and people will have faith on them, so they can accept this Krishna consciousness message. So that's why we have sannyasis in our Vaishnava society. But again, then is coming that the sannyasis have like a big responsibility. So you cannot do something wrong, then it will make again in the same kind of opposite form. Like if one sannyasi is doing something wrong, then what will happen? The same way, the way they have faith on them, same way they will just defaith, like they will lose the faith from this religion also. Like sometimes somebody does some mistake, then what will happen? Like they say, oh, this faith is this religion is bogus. They'll say, if though it is not bogus, but still they will say this is bogus because somebody is doing something wrong. They say when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip and he was like in his ecstatic position, I was like doing the kirtan and ecstatic. Then some people they started criticizing. So that's why Mahaprabhu thought, sannyasa order of life is like respectable in the society. Though now they are criticizing me, that's why they will go to hell. So to be merciful with them, for the merciful, like to be merciful, then he took sannyas. So that's why no matter what, people will bow down to him. So they will get delivered. So that's why he took sannyas. And then another, he has some other purpose also. So this is the main meaning of the sannyas, is spread Krishna consciousness throughout the, wherever he can. And completely engaged, fully engaged in the devotional service, like 24 hours. That has to be the Vaishnava sannyasi. Like in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one verse saying, Niskinchana hoya jekare Sri Krishna bhajan, tahare se boli jogi sannyasi lakshan. So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur writing, Niskinchana hoya jekare Sri Krishna bhajan. So Niskinchana, we can say like Niskinchana means who, Niskinchana, Akinchana. What is the meaning of Akinchana? Who doesn't have anything in this material world? They are like Niskinchana, Akinchana. Like Tom Akinchana Gocharha, no? Kunti Devi is praying. Like you are only visible to those Akinchanas, Niskinchanas. Those people think they don't have anything in this material world except you. You only visible to them. So that's also sannyas, also in Vaishnava way, is sannyas also relating to that. Niskinchana hoya jekare Sri Krishna bhajan, tahare se boli jogi sannyasi lakshan. So that's the sannyasi lakshan, like jogi sannyasi. So the sannyasi, you can say like, he has to completely detach materially, and then other side has to completely connect to Krishna consciousness, or to Krishna consciousness activities. That's the real sannyas in our Vaishnava society form. So that way we can see, like when Indra, Lord Indra, like he introduced this thing first time this kalpa, like this kalpa or this this creation, he first time introduced this false order of sannyas, and it after that it started. So the way I will narrate one story, like in Ramayana, when Lakshman was hated by Ravana, no? Ravana or Indrajit, and he was like fainted and was not coming to the sense. So that time they got the doctor, and doctor informed that somebody has to get some medicine from Gandhar Madan, who is situated in Himalaya, no? other side of the like India, you can say, the north side. So that time then somebody has to go there and bring the medicine, so Lakshman will be cured. So then Hanuman decided to go there. And when Hanuman decided to go, Ravan could know that he is going to get the medicine. So that's why he sent one of his associates, whose name is Kalanemi, to stop Hanuman there and make some obstacles so he cannot bring them, so Lakshman will die. So that was his plan. So then then Kalanemi went there, and in a nice place, nice river, nice lake and mountain, on that place he made his kutil, because they know the illusion, no, Maya. So through the Maya, he immediately created those nice kutil, nice lake and all these things. So then he started chanting Ram's name, no? Ram, 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 Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram, no? So when he was chanting, then Hanuman was flying on top, no? On the sky. Then he saw, some Ram Bhakta is here, no? So he said, maybe I can get some idea where I can get the, because Hanuman didn't know where to get. He was just flying. So he knows that he's going to go to the north and get some medicine. So then then he stopped over there. Then he asked, oh, you are a Ram Bhakta, so please accept my obeisances and please help me out, because how I can get this medicine and where I have to go. So give me some information. Then he is not a real sannyas, no, real, he's a rakyas, no, he's a Brahma, like asur. So he had some different plan, like crooked. They are like, asuras are like crooked. Inside heart, very crooked. Outside is like, looks like a normal sannyas. So even Hanuman could not recognize on the first, when he looked. So Hanuman is like pure devotee, no? But he could not recognize on the first look. So he was just sitting there. Then Hanuman said, please give me, you know. Then he said, just sit down here. Then I'll tell you something. She said, no, I don't have time. I have to go immediately. Then he said, no, you already flew a long way and you are tired now. So please sit down for a moment and I'll give you all the information, what you need. So then he was just making him late, no? that he can just pass the time, then he cannot. So then he said, oh, why don't you go to the lake and take a bath there, and then come, then I will give you the, then your fatigue will be, your tiredness will go away, then I will give you some information. So Hanuman said, okay. So Hanuman went to the lake, but lake, there is another plan, like of the Lord. So on the lake, one crocodile caught Hanuman. And then the crocodile actually, then Hanuman killed the crocodile, and from the crocodile, one beautiful young girl came out. That was not crocodile, real crocodile. It was like a cursed crocodile. So in the past life, something that girl did, so somebody cursed her to become a crocodile. So then she mentioned, see, this one is not a real sannyasi, a real Ram Bhakta, is the Asura Kala name. So from the information Hanuman got, then came and killed Kala Nemi. And so that's what we can see, even Hanuman could not recognize. So in this age, like in, especially in Kali Yuga, that was in even Treta Yuga, and Kali Yuga is so dangerous, like everywhere we'll find this kind of false, sannyasis or false, bhakta or externally, superfluous, no? Like superfluous. So internally the heart is completely polluted and crookedness. And even we see in the Kali Yuga, not even in Vaishnava society, let's go to the karmi world, like the just material world even. Everybody has this propensity now. Every human being, most of the human being has this propensity to show them something they are not. Like they pose themselves like which is they are not. Like even if somebody is working in a company even, no? Just to get some favor from the higher officer or something, still they have to show they are so great, which is not that much of great. No, they are like superficial, no? So we have to be superficial to get some benefit. Like Indra, Lord Indra wanted to get some benefit, that's why he has to be superficial. Benefit means he has fear that if Pruthu Maharaja will finish this yagya, then he will be the next Indra, and I will be kicked out from the Indra's position. That's why he was so afraid of that. That's why he started doing this negative activity. So especially in Kali Yuga, like everybody's heart is filled with that kind of propensity. Very rare people has nice heart. Like those people are really practicing Krishna consciousness and understanding the philosophy properly, that we are the servant of Krishna and Krishna is the controller. That way, if somebody is understanding the philosophy, then probably their heart will be clean. Otherwise, if we cannot understand the philosophy perfectly, like sometimes what will happen, we feel like we are the controller, we are the sense enjoyer. That moment we do the mistake, and that moment that propensity increases. When we try to enjoy that moment, and we are afraid of that somebody will take away our enjoyment from us, and that moment we try to do something negativity, some different act, then I can save my things. But as a normal devotee, his mentality is Krishna is the only controller, and I have already according to my guna and karma, what I have done in the past, I'll get the benefits. So that way he does not care for his own arrangement. He does not arrange for himself, like to get something or not to get something. He simply surrenders. So as the Prabhupada is mentioning, here one line here. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the only religion, to surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the only religion is existing in this Kali Yuga. And that's why he's saying in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he says, Bhakti Jog, Bhakti Jog, Bhakti Premadhan, Bhakti Jog, Krishna Nam Smarana Krandan. So this is the Bhakti Yoga, is a devotional service to the Krishna. That's the Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Premadhan, Bhakti Yoga, Krishna Nam, Smarana Krandan. So this is the way our devotional, our Bhakti Yoga has to carry on. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote one nice song about this thing, like the, about the Saranagati. It's a Prabhu Tava Padajuge Mor Nivedan Nahimagi Deha Sukha Vidya Dhanajan. How the devotee's mood, or anybody come to that platform, like Sannyas platform, how their moods should be. Saying the Bhakti, Prabhu Tava Padajuge Mor Nivedan Nahimagi Deha Sukha Vidya Dhanajan. So Nahimagi Sorgo or Moksha Nahimagi Nakuri Prasanakon Vibhutiro Lagi. So it's explaining so nicely that how one sannyas or one whoever, like everybody here, like in our temple even, left home and came here, like a sannyas. Maybe we have not taken the real sannyas order of life, but still living like a renounced order. We can say renounced order, no? Everybody. So the mood of renounced order, those are like high standard of devotees, their mood, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Like Prabhutava Padajuge Inivan. Thus I have only one request, only one Abedan at your lotus feet. Prabhutava Padajuge Mor Nivedan. Nahimagi Deha Sukha Vidya Dhanajan. So I don't want anything else. Not Vidya, not Deha Sukha, not sense enjoyment. Deha Sukha Vidya, all I don't want to be like a very big scholar or big eloquent speaker or something. Vidya Dhanajan. I don't want wealth also. Nahimagi Sorgo or Moksha Nahimagi. I don't want to be a heavenly planet. And I don't want moksha, liberation also. So, nijaguna karma dasya jaja janma pai, janame janame tava namaguna gai. So I just want, by my activities, previous activities, whatever the condition you want to give me, just give. But make me sure that I can chant your name and I can serve you. So this kind of mentality is asking for, to the Lord. So these are the things has to be like a sannyas. Otherwise we'll be get cheated also. And also super soul is inside our heart, like is sitting always inside. So sometimes we see in this society, in our society, some people get cheated also. And then what for them? What is their faith? Ja Sisi Gaur Nithai ki, ja Sisi Radhara Svehari ki, ja Lalita Devi Sakha Devi ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So we see how some people also get cheated. Like even we see in many kind of religion nowadays. Also is mentioning on the translation here in this verse. Like some people, sannyasis are naked and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the names of Kapalika. Like some tantrikas, no? The tantrikas and some people also victimized by that. And some people also victimized by yoga, like yoga practice nowadays they are doing, which is not recommended, in the Kali Yuga Yoga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. Except Nam Sankirtan, anything we are doing, it is not going to take us to the real part platform, real destination. So anything we do except Harinam Sankirtan, those are all like cheating religion then. But lot of people, how many percentage of the whole population is in right path? Like in the whole world is like how much? Like 8 billion people, 8-9 billion people we have, and how many percentage are like in Krishna consciousness movement? So maybe not even 1% even. So other people, other 99% of people have something. Some people they don't believe God at all. Like some are completely atheist. Like they don't care for God. And sometimes they say, okay, we are not victimized by this. False sannyasis or false religion, but they are already victimized, no? So what to speak about that? Those people that don't believe God, they're like completely atheists, no? And they are already victimized. So all these 99% of the whole population are victimized by this false thing. So then why they fell down with this? Like according to their senses, our senses, we have a desire. That's why they say in Shastra, Brahmanda Brahmita Kun Bhagyavan Jeev. That's why whoever comes to this cult or this Krishna consciousness or in proper channel, like even we can say the four sampradayas we have, these are also rights, no? All four sampradayas. Whoever comes to the proper channel means they are really fortunate people. But other people are not fortunate. Like Bhagyahina they are. So there, like that's why I say those sannyasis, those false Falgu Vairagis will be appreciated by those kind of people. That's in translation Prabhupada is saying. So those are people they appreciate those kind of religions. So but Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhu showed us the proper way of the renounce order. Lots of Mahaprabhu's disciples or Mahaprabhu's associates are in grihastha life, also in sannyas life. But Mahaprabhu took the renunciation for everybody, not only for the sannyasis or on for the brahmacharis or vanaprasis, or grihasthas also he wanted to be renounced. Like Mahaprabhu says, Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga Sikhyartham Eka Purusa Purana Sikrishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Budhirja Samaham Prapade. So Vairagya Vidya, Mahaprabhu's teaching is Vairagya Vidya. That Vairagya means, I was reading yesterday, that Vairagya Vidya means that renunciation, Prabhupada is translating, everything which is not related to Krishna, we have to give up. That's called the Vairagya, Prabhupada is mentioning. So anything is related to Krishna, that's we have to keep. Like bhakti anukula matra karjya shikar. We have to do only the which is favorable to the Krishna consciousness. So these are, we have to do. One which is not favorable for Krishna consciousness, we have to give up that. So Mahaprabhu is by his example, Shrimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through his devotees, he's teaching us. Like even you can say, Raghunath Das Goswami. A lot of his associates, like Nakula Brahmachari, Nisringananda Brahmachari, those are like high class, renounced order they are following. Even for the grihasthas, also he was very, very much concerned, they should not have at all any kind of sense gratification, material sense gratification. Anything they have to do, say it's a samandha, samandha amar, we have to do anything to Krishna se samanda. This you have to be relation to Krishna, with Krishna. Then that is only acceptable. Otherwise, it's not acceptable. So Mahaprabhu is teaching us with the example with Chota Haridas, no? Like Chota Haridas story he gave. Though it is not a very big offense, but Mahaprabhu is teaching us through that, through his dear devotees, to the society. Like one time, Bhagavan Acharya, he invited Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. No? Like everybody invited in Jagannath Puri to Mahaprabhu for the lunch. So Bhagavan Acharya invited for lunch, but then he found that he didn't have enough good rice to cook for Mahaprabhu. So then he called Chota Haridas, was staying nearby. Then he said, do me a favor and please get some rice from Madhavi Devi. And Madhavi Devi is a very old woman, and she was even a great devotee of Lord. Like they say, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has three and a half prior devotees. One is Raya Ramananda, one is Swarup Damodar, one is Sikkimayati, and Sikkimayati's sister, Madhavi Devi, is the half. Like these two women, they're half. So it's Sadatini, three and a half, the topmost devotees of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, Chota Haridas went and brought some fine rice, to cook for Mahaprabhu. He gave to Bhagavan Acharya. Then Mahaprabhu came on time, and he saw the rice. He appreciated the rice. Oh, it is so nice. Very looks so thin and nice. It's very good aroma. And then he ate also. Then he asked in between, "So who brought this rice? And where did you get this rice? It's so nice." And he said, "Oh, I got from Madhavi Devi." Then who did bring it? Who brought it? Oh. And he said, Chota Haridas. Then Mahaprabhu appreciated again the rice. Then he ate. Then he came back. And when he came back, then he asked Govind, his servant, said, "Please don't allow Chota Haridas to this place." So then Govind send the message to Chaturthariras, or by himself he went and said that you are not allowed. Mahaprabhu said you should not come to this place. Then he was like so sad about this, and then by some days, no, few days went, and 3 days went, and he was fasting for Chaturthariras because he cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was like so much in grief, and he was fasting, but still Mahaprabhu was not saying anything. Then other devotees were there one day, and they were asking be merciful to Chaturthariras, no? And Mahaprabhu was so strict. Mahaprabhu like thought this thing was only for in future generation, like nothing will be happen. He doesn't want his mission will be polluted by this kind of mentality or this kind of propensity or tendency. That's why he said, Bairagi Hayankara Prakriti Sambhasan, Nadaki Pariyami Taribadan. So as a Bairagi, as a sannyasi, as a renounce order, as holding a renounce order of life, how come he can go and speak intimately to a woman? Though he went to just get the rice, but still like Mahaprabhu was so strict. Mahaprabhu was strict for in the future anything like that should not be happen. So then he was so like strict about that. And he said, in this Kali Yuga, all these Kshidra Jivas, all these small like Jivas, minute Jivas, will do this Markata Vairagya, and just to gratify their senses. So he said, my mind, I am servant of my mind, so I cannot associate this kind of person. So he's giving another instruction, so one should not associate even with those kind of persons. And Mahaprabhu is giving, but Mahaprabhu's mind is so pure, and Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Person of Godhead, no? He's independent Lord. But he is saying that, I am a sannyasi, and my mind, I am servant of my mind, so I cannot see his face. If I see his face, then I will be polluted, no? He's mentioning that. So he said, no, I cannot see him. So then, but the devotees are merciful, naturally. So then all the devotees wanted, like, Haridas to be back, no? Back to Mahaprabhu. Then they sent Paramananda Puri Goswami, who is like elder to Mahaprabhu. Then one day he came alone and asked, Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu gave him seat, and he said, okay, why did you come, Goswami, like Puri Goswami? Then he said, oh, I came for regarding this Haridas. And Mahaprabhu was so angry. He said, if you bring up this talk again, if you bring up this talk again, I'm going to leave this place, and you stay with all these Vaishnavas here. I don't want to stay here. And then he immediately called Govinda. Govinda, let's go. So that we can see, Mahaprabhu was so strict, no? He didn't look for like, he just started to go. Said, I'm going to stay in Alarnath, you stay in Puri with all these Vaishnavas. I'm going now. Then he called, then Puri Goswami, like Paramananda Puri just went outside and said, no, you are independent Lord, whatever you want, you just do. So from this we can see like how Mahaprabhu was strict. And we cannot like that way, and he didn't want any kind of false or falgu vairagya has to come here. Even we say like, even that's why the renounce order of life one has to take only when he's fully capable of that, to doing that. That's when even Raghunath Das Goswami also, we see one associate like, when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to come to stay with Mahaprabhu in the beginning, but Mahaprabhu stopped him. Then he said, Markata Vairagya na karo loka dekhaya, no? Don't do this monkey renunciation. And Prabhupada gave example of monkey renunciation, no? He said, monkey also a renounced person, and monkey is like staying in the forest, and he doesn't have any clothes, like, no? Like these are mentioning the naked sannyasis and this kapalikas moving around. So they're also like sannyasis, looks like sannyasis, like monkey. Monkey also doesn't have any clothes, and monkey eats only the fruits, vegetables, and that way like he's completely vegetarian also. But in his mentality he has always desire how to gratify his senses. He wants the female monkey always. So Prabhupada mentions sometimes these monkeys, they keep 10 female monkeys to enjoy. these are like monkey renunciation. It's not acceptable. But Lord Indra, you can see, he just introduced this thing. And Kali Yuga is like, normally we say, Kala Dose Nidharajan, Astiyaka Mahanugona. If we start Kali Yuga, in Kali Yuga, to start this, discuss about these bad qualities, this is unlimited, no? We won't finish this thing. So in Kali Yuga, it's better not to discuss so much on these bad qualities. Better to discuss how we can get rid of, how we can get out from this platform, these bad qualities, which is only one way. Like there's many way to do the bad things, but there's only one way to get out from this, which is what? Harinam. Kalo dosa nidharajan, yasti ekam ahanguna, kirtanya deva krishnasya, muktang sangha param brajat. So only one good qualities we have here in Kali Yuga. So that's a Prabhupada repeatedly mentioning this thing, no? Like, we have to do the Sankirtan, be pure, all these things mentioning and repeatedly, and gave us the process to do how we can chant properly. And that's our goal. From beginning we chant, but slowly, slowly we'll be pure, we'll be come out from the anarthas, then we'll be able to chant the pure holy name, and we'll be successful in the life. So that's the thing. So we should not be so much worried about all the bad qualities we have here. But already we, like especially those who are in Krishna Consciousness Movement, they already got a chance and got some knowledge, at least, to how to get the stuff, like how to be, like they got the way, they got the path, which way they can go, just need the practice now. So we cannot just like, so that's why, and also another thing also I was reading, mentioning, like the Mayavadis, no? Like something also like atheistic also in this mention here, Prabhupada also mentioning your atheistic. So atheistic is also like a big thing. Even those who are in devotees, if they would go and listen to the atheistic, like those Mayavadis, also there's a great danger. Like say, they say there is the prabhanchan, like the cheating to, what is the like best, like the real cheating, we say, the real cheating is to cheat myself. Like I'm cheating myself always. If I'm doing something wrong, they say I'm cheating myself. Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana, Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamana. That's the real Kaitava. Kaitava means cheating religion. What is Kaitava? Right? Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana. Atma vanchana means I'm cheating myself. That's the atma vanchana. Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana, Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamana. So Krishna and Krishna bhakti, rather than like, except Krishna and Krishna bhakti, anything else, that is vanchana, that is cheating. Then tahar madhya mukti vancha kaitava pradhan. It is mukti vancha, that's the liberation. Is the tahar madhya, those like the Mayavada's philosophy, there's a mukti, like this, there's a Brahma Sajujya especially. So tahar madhya mukti vancha kaitava pradhan, jaha ite Krishna bhakti hoya antardhyan. So it's a nice verse, like which is like a very straight cut verse. It's like by which our Krishna Bhakti completely will go away from our heart. Even we are practicing, we are chanting Krishna Bhakti, if we'll go somewhere and listen this Mayavadi Bhashya, still we'll be fall down also. So that's why they say Mayavadi Bhashya Sunila Hoya Sarvanas. The Mahaprabhu also restricting, don't go to this kind of people. Just stay away from this kind of people. If we are not so powerful like Srila Prabhupada or like, you know, that kind of personalities, it's better not to go that kind of personality, not to go where the sense gratifications are there. Even like you can say one example, like when Mahaprabhu was going to South India, he took his Krishna Kaladas, no, with him for his help. And even he was associating with Mahaprabhu. This is like the teaching, but still is there, no? So associating with Mahaprabhu, but still he fell down with the Bhattatharis, no? Bhattatharis, those are? Who are they? Those are Bhattatharis, yeah. Those Bhattatharis, those are like the always engaged in sense gratification. And he was helping Mahaprabhu, he was just serving Mahaprabhu on his way, on his traveling. Then he saw these Bhattatharis there. The Bhattatharis means they just travel and merge into sense gratification. All these kind of four regulative principles we follow, they break all the four regulative principles and they do all kind of nonsense. And he's just, Krishna Kaladas, he saw them and slowly, slowly he fell. Then Mahaprabhu went and grabbed him on his chuti, no, the sikha. Then that drag him and brought him back. So from this we can see, even though he was associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still there is a chance. So Mahaprabhu said, we keep away from this kind of sannyasis or this kind of false falgu vairagis or this kind of people. So this is so important. So we have to be also be careful when we are practicing. But when one is like empowered, they can do something. Like when empowered, like Srila Prabhupada, they go and they can talk to Mahabhadis and do. If we like, but for like normal people, it's not that easy. And slowly, slowly they may divert through them also. Because their things is like so, because they are dealing with the, and because when the beginning stage, we are dealing with only mind and intelligence, and which is materially, and their bhasya also, Mahabhadi bhasya also material bhasya. So it is like relating the thing. So we are very easy. Though we are in material and they are also material, so we can be attached. But when we are transcendental, in the same way, our mind, body and everything will be transcendental, then it won't match with Mayavadis. Because Mayavadis, then you will be in higher position, so you can defeat them. So in this, it says like Mahaprabhu stopped us, not to Mayavadi bhasya sunila hoya sarvanas. Don't go to the Mayavadis. So this way, like main instruction from this verse is, we have to keep away from asat sangha. Asat sangha tayagvai vaishnava achar, no? Mahaprabhu said. So we have to keep away from these false, renounced people, or from which is not relating to Krishna consciousness movement or Krishna consciousness philosophy. So we have to get away from these people or get away from these books, any kind of things like that. So I think this is the few instructions from this verse. So I guess I'll stop here, and please, if you have any questions or comments, please go for it. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
This Chota Haridas episode,
yes,
it's a pastime performed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to set example for others,
yes,
and for future generation, isn't it? That means ultimately Chota Haridas went back to Godhead, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Because he was associating with Mahaprabhu so long and with the devotees always and chanting holy name of Krishna, there is no way he will go to anywhere else than Godhead. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Thank you.